VOA News via remote. Britain's envoy said on Monday it had submitted a request for a special session of the UN Human Rights Council to address the crisis in Myanmar. The military seized power in the Southeast Asian nation a week ago. The junta also detained Aung San Suu Kyi and other leaders of the elected civilian government. Ambassador Julian Braithwaite told an organizational meeting of the Geneva Forum that it was making the request together with the European Union. The ambassador saying in a statement, this has grave implications for human rights in the country. Monday was the third consecutive day of protests in Myanmar. Tens of thousands of people jammed the major city streets, such as Naypyidaw Tower, the city of Yangon, holding signs saying, Save Myanmar, we want democracy, as well as photographs of Suu Kyi. Police used water cannons to disperse protesters in Naypyidaw Tower. The United States will participate as an observer in the UN Human Rights Council. This comes after it quit the council in June 2018 under the Trump administration. Mark Kassier, an envoy at the U.S. mission to the UN in Geneva, told a council organizational meeting, we do so knowing that the most effective way to reform and improve the council is to engage with it in a principled fashion. The Trump administration withdrew as a member of the 47-member state council in June 2018, accusing the forum of having a chronic anti-Israel bias. You can read more international headlines on voanews.com. And don't forget, you can always download the VOA News app. This is VOA News. Rescuers in northern India continue to try to rescue more than three dozen power plant workers trapped in a tunnel after part of a Himalayan glacier broke off and sent a wall of water and debris rushing down the mountain. More than 2,000 members of the military, paramilitary groups, and police have been taking part in search and rescue operations in the northern state of Uttarakhand after Sunday's disaster, which has killed at least 11 people and left some 150 others missing and damaged dams and homes downstream. Officials said the focus Monday was on saving 37 workers who are stuck inside a tunnel at one of the affected hydropower plants. South Africa suspended its vaccination campaign against COVID-19 on Sunday. Here's Salim Abdul Karim, chairman of South Africa's COVID-19 Advisory Committee, who says a new study revealed the AstraZeneca vaccine is less effective against a variant of the virus found in the country.
AstraZeneca and the Novavax trials in South Africa have shown that clinical efficacy is diminished substantially. But we don't really know the answer on severe disease. So we need that information on hospitalization. And we can't make decisions without that.
The World Health Organization is holding a meeting Monday about the latest development in South Africa. The news was a blow to South Africa, which has seen more than 46,000 people die from the virus. U.S. Democrats are hoping to get President Joe Biden's $1.9 trillion relief package through Congress before current unemployment benefits run out in mid-March. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said she hopes to approve the specific budget details over the next 2 weeks. And according to information obtained by the Associated Press, House Democrats plan to propose boosting the child tax credit now at a maximum of $2,000 to as much as $3,600 per child. The proposal will be part of the COVID relief bill they are writing that is expected to largely follow Biden's plan. Republicans say the $1.9 trillion package is too big. Biden argues it's needed to avoid the mistakes made when the Obama administration was unable to get increased support through Congress, resulting in a long, slow recovery following the financial crisis. I'm Julie Walker.
Former President Donald Trump faced a deadline to submit a pretrial brief on Monday, a day before the Senate is to begin his second impeachment trial. He's facing a charge of inciting insurrection arising from the deadly January 6th rampage at the U.S. Capitol. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.